Hey John, good morning. It's Peter from Bank of Cardiff. Did you get my email that I sent to you the other day? All we need is the documents, the bank information, and the payoff letter, and we're ready to fund. Do you think you can have Gary work on that today? I know. How is your thoughts on the election? What are your thoughts on the election?
I like it.
You like it because it's going to be better for business for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guys. Some guy don't know nothing, but they do good. Better than old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's Hartman or something. I like it. He's right. He's talking about it. Yeah, he's talking like, you know, it's overall, but it correctly. You know, everything is true.
Yeah.
The way he says it.
No, I agree.
Come here to sell drugs and kill a lot of those bullshit things. Yeah, after I watching the movie about that, like drug cartel, Pablo, go in Colombia and Mexico. Yeah, they kill a lot of people. They hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, it's serious.
That make me sick. The guy who did the Tuno. Go to American or Mexico border to the to USA.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can move the truck easy. Yeah, they kill a lot of people, man. 1,000 people die because after he had 40 people about 1 kilometer, I mean like couple mile from that, and then they kill them all. So
that's
keep the stick right. Nobody can lift that.
Yeah, we need to fix that.
Stick it more and then kill that. Damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit going on, John. Business has been good for you, though.
You know, he told Trey, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like him overall more. But Clinton on the email, see you, Bolsonaro, to do that. I mean, see you business to do that. That's fucking. $1 million make it where they hit the college and bullshit and do a lot of shit.
Me too. I think it's going to be very good for business.
People say they like Clinton. Look like she wouldn't already, you know.
That's just because we're in California, I think.
Yeah, the last night I see the way it tied 40-something%, and I know if he going to win that. I told my wife, my kid, and then all my kids vote for Clinton, though.
Really?
Let's wait and see. Yeah, and then I just went to sleep. My wife really said about that every time Clinton lost a percent, and then finally at 244, I see game over.
It's game over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's. I think there were a lot of people that were voting for him that weren't admitting that they were voting for him in the polls, so, you know, it was very misrepresented. But I'm definitely happy with the outcome, and I think it's going to be great for business, great for trade. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Let's see. That's the big question.
But I think it's not good for you.
Yeah, rates are going to go up.
No.
It's going to make...
If you call it make good, nobody borrow from you. Nobody borrow anymore.
Yeah,
like
if everyone...
We make a ton of money.
If you guys make too much money, we're not going to be able to...
People, we give them a credit line for 3 months to pay easy. No problem at all. No loan at a bank.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully for me, it's
now,
not the situation.
For you, for me, I mean, I make it good, but it's not real good when economic down. Yeah, when the president, boot father, yeah, make a ton of money too, you know, because it that kind of business, I run it, I buy cheap and I sell it more expensive, buy real cheap down, discount like that, and then I resell that, so.
Yeah, and you get all your inventory local, correct? You don't have to, you know, go out of the borders to get it, so you're not going to be affected by any trade.
No, the only thing, sometimes I import, like, the more expensive, they sell, like, exclusive right here. like a shower door, like frameless shower door.
Mm-hmm.
Not like $1,200 for a shower door to open the frameless. The hardware to expensive. The hint they sell me like you need like 2 inches or so. It cost me like $80 before, you know. I bought from over there, it's only $7.
Wow. Holy
so
crap.
The guy is CNR low and they're exclusive. They're so powerful.
Where are you getting that from?
CNR Lawrence. Mm. That's the guy who controls all the market for a shower door hinge, hardware handle, clam. And we bought like $300,000 at the deal, and they load out for me like 40 something hint. If you call in to buy it, like everybody, yeah, they charge like $85 for the hint.
And then how much do you sell that for?
Huh?
How much are you selling that $85 hinge for?
100 something.
Holy crap.
Put in the builder. 109, at least 25% for to make a profit here. Lower than that, I pass. But when we sell, have at least minimum at 25%, but mostly we got 35%. If compatible, like competition with like Home Depot, yeah, we make like 20% to beat their prices.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, yeah, we make 35% because I have money to buy the whole volume. I like to buy the volume.
Yeah, you gotta get that wholesale price, and you know, then you can compete with Home Depot.
Yeah,
and
see how much the profit they make it. I go to China, I spend my trip out there, I bought it only $7.
That is crazy.
I say, I imagine with my small dealers, that's what my main business. I sell to small dealers. They got a showroom, but they don't have the merchandise like the way they don't stock, and they don't want to spend money like the way I do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a very smart idea.
I match in with the CNR loader, and I sell them $80. They sell $82, I sell $80. So $70, I still even make money.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
That's like hundreds and hundreds of, you know, you're quadrupling your money, more than that.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, I buy volume. So I need more warehouse, always more warehouse though.
Yeah, when are you making the new warehouse next year? You told me about that last time, yeah.
Usually I have that already, but the warehouse, I get that, is so big. And then the guy who stayed there, I think he got a problem when he bought the other building. And then they got delayed, so that's why he can move everything on. So he told me at the new year or the maximum of February. I told them if that is not on that February like he promised, I have to put the lawsuit on him. He has to move out.
Oh,
that
shit.
It has to be February. I put the lawsuit on that because we lost a lot of money. And I can't blame him everything.
Yeah, you got to sue that guy. You have to.
No, he's a nice guy. He gave me a discount, he gave me a lot of things, but I say, well, delay 2 times, and then, you know, maximum of February, that's almost income tax from him. The deer net, my deer net always top it from February to April. That's mostly, and yeah, it's so heavy. You know, so I can afford, like, too late, and then by the time I get the permit, I put everything there, it takes me on summer, and then we crazy, I can do both, you know, because customer, we have to move merchandise and plan in a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be running your business currently, but also looking into expanding. You can't, you know, you can't go look into making the new warehouse and forget about the business you already have.
Yeah. No, this one is production. Right here now, if I let Gary do it, we try to tune on it. We buy a lot more machine to make it by, say, a lot of labor, make a machine, make production, like cabinet, door, different kind of machine. So.
Yeah, then you guys can vertically integrate your own products. If you're making the products that you're selling, you know, you can be getting, you can be making a lot more on than, you know, just 30
yeah, right
or 40%.
Now I make it too. That's why I got spray boot. I stand by myself, and I got the machine to cut it, to make the door by myself, and I got the glass to cut it by myself, but I don't have the oven to be a temper.
Are you looking into getting an oven or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now I have to deal everything, every play I have that ready. I know that where to get it best, you know, just lead to old. Mm-hmm. Just use your 10 number security and put it on lead to old. The red one, at the end of the lead, you sign them $1, you belong to them.
Yeah, that's, we actually have programs like that, John, as well. We actually got started doing equipment financing instead of capital. So when you do want to, you know, bring on any more equipment for the shop or the new warehouse, you can go through us and, you know, we'll obviously get you a very competitive rate. We've been doing it for a while. And it's the same thing you just described, a lease with a $1 buyout option. We have the same exact product. So maybe we can, we'll work on that later for you.
Yeah, when that one, the only thing I don't, your guy, it takes too much pay work. The only thing is, you guys have to fund me to pay back the old one, or the older one, people buying it, you know. This one is make everyday business, throw it out.
John, the good news is with equipment, because it's equipment financing and it's titled and secured by itself, we actually do a 60-month term with equipment and monthly payments, and there's much less paperwork. It's actually a lot easier. So and we do have pretty much all the information we need from you anyway. So if you want to do equipment financing, maybe towards the end of the year or maybe beginning next year, we can always do that for you. But let's just finish this one up. If you have some time today or tomorrow to, you know, finish those documents up and get me the payoff letters and the other bank info, and we'll have this deposited into your account next week.
I think only for the on deck I have information ready, but for a while when I call them, because I don't know how to get that, I call them, to, I need their demand letter payment, but look like, and they call the back to me, they say, John, I can get the better deal than the other guy.
How about you tell them?
They make the paperwork longer. They told me it's ended, but, you know, never see that.
How about next time call Forward Financing, and this is a little trick.
I call them right from the time you demand that.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, if they don't.
I can go to bidder, but I can go through because they have to get the bad work or the U name ID and the password. I try to use my password. That's the way I owe you everyone, but they won't work. And then I call, but they don't have forget the bad work and U number click it. They don't have that one. And they call them, hey, give me the password and U name ID. They don't give me.
If you tell them you're going to write a bad review online, they will give you your paperwork right away. It's a little secret.
What did you say?
When you call Forward Finance, you say, give me my payoff letter right now. If they don't do it, you say, I'm going to write a bad review online about you, and they will send it over right away.
Bad review?
Yeah, say I'm gonna write a bad review online on Google or Yelp on the internet, and they'll give you the paperwork right away. It's a little trick, works every time.
I do that when I go back to my office.
All right, John, I'll touch base with you about 2:00 later today and see where we're at. Okay.
Why?
All right, okay. Sounds good, my friend. Thank you. Bye bye.